We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to the last in the present series of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Think of great comedy, and four names are sure to spring to mind. But while you're thinking of them, please welcome on my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. On my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And for the last time in the present series, will you please welcome our lovely scorer, the last of the big suspenders, the lovely Samantha. We're going to start with a round called Good News, Bad News. This is a familiar round to all of us. Probably not to you, but who cares? I'm going to ask a team member to suggest a piece of good news to which the next person must give the corresponding bad news, then the next person gives good news, the next person bad, and so on, until I've had more than a sensitive soul can bear, and I do this. Right, Tim, will you start?
Good news. We've joined the Greens.
Bad news in Idi Amin's cooking pot.
Good news, he's become a vegetarian.
That's bad news for the Brazilian rainforest.
Good news, we're saving the whales.
Bad news for Christmas dinner.
Good news, the stuffings arrive.
Bad news, so is Clement Freud.
Good news, he's come to stuff the whales.
Bad news, Charles and Di aren't too thrilled about it.
Willie, will you start another one now, please, with some good news?
Yes. Good news, Humph has been named Musician of the Year.
Bad news, the year was 1957.
Ooh, great.
That late in his career, eh?
Good news, he's been given a knighthood.
Bad news, it clashes with his pajamas.
Good news, Samantha doesn't care.
Bad news, because she can't see a thing when she's lying down.
Good news, she can't hear anything either.
Bad news, so she can't hear Hump's new album.
Good news, it's called Hump Salutes Kenny Ball.
One more from you, please. Graham Garden.
Right, raising the tone a little. Scientific interest here. Good news. I moved my bowel this morning.
Bad news to Milton Keynes.
Good news to a very nice part of Milton Keynes.
Bad news. There goes the neighborhood.
Good news. They have got planning permission for an appendix.
Bad news. They've just seen the extension at number 23.
Good news, they've moved to a two up, two down at St. Pancreas.
Bad news. That's the first time they've moved since they were evacuated in the war.
Right, teams, at this point I give you notice of the ball to which you'll be announcing the late arrivals at the end of the show. Will you set your minds now to the fashion ball? The fashion ball.
Oh, I'll do some more places, I think.
We're going to have a music round now, Barry. The teams are going to set one another a subject and a style from which to improvise a song. The game requires considerable skill, but since Colin Sell has bribed me handsomely, I'll let him join in too. Thank you. Barry and Graham, will you set Tim and Willie a song, please, and a style?
We thought the...
Calypso.
Yes, the Calypso as style. Mm-hmm. And for subject matter...
Mm-hmm. England versus mm-hmm. West Indies. Mm-hmm. Cricket. Mm-hmm. Calypso.
Well, here I lie on a Jamaican beach.
The cold English winter is out of my reach.
I'd like a pina colada, to which I am partial.
But my head has been removed by Malcolm Marshall.
Right, Tim and Willie, will you set Barry and Graham a theme and a style, please?
Why shouldn't they do a calypso? Just because we did.
In fact, they
calypso,
should.
Calypso, they should do a calypso.
On the subject of...
Muggers.
Muggers. Muggers.
Muggers.
Muggers. Muggers.
Muggers.
A tortoise went out for a walk one day.
When he was mugged by two snails in an alleyway.
The police said, "Can you describe them who played this trick?"
The tortoise said, "No, it was all over so quick."
This next game, for the benefit of Kenny Ball collectors, is called Alternative Records. I've taken some statistics from Mike Barwell's Alternative Book of Records, and the teams must tell me what those statistics represent. Tim, you're going to start now, and your statistic is 47 rats.
47 rats. That's Mrs. Thatcher's description of her ex-cabinet colleagues.
Do you want to know the real answer? And this audience is a real answer.
47 rats.
It's the number of rats stuffed down a pair of tights occupied by a man.
Sponsored by the Family Planning Association.
Willie Rushton, here's your statistic. Yes. 4 minutes, 30 seconds.
This is my personal attempt on the 4-minute 100 metres.
Yes.
Well, the taxi was late.
Would you believe that the real answer is that it was the time taken for a Derbyshire woman to push a pea 100 yards with her nose?
I was going to say that.
Mother.
You probably saw her flashing past the taxi.
Graham, here's one
That's
for you.
That's what she was doing. Yeah.
Entirely.
Graham, here's a statistic for you. It's hard to say statistic once, let alone... Who wrote this stuff? Graham, 2.89 tons and half a mile long.
Yes, this is the famous Sellafield cucumber. Is actually on show at the Natural History Museum. At least it was till it escaped.
Which was pushed by a Derbyshire woman.
I don't think we want to go into that.
500 yards into a taxi.
I'll tell you what
Thank
it
you,
was.
Selman.
I'll tell you what it represents. The world's largest sausage, made in Birmingham in 1983.
Good Lord.
Amazing. Well, I never. Barry, here's one for you. 72 hours.
Ah, this is unique. This is Neil Kinnock's proposal to Glenys.
I find this genuine answer a bit hard to believe. It's the fastest time recorded for digging a latrine 2 meters deep and 5 meters long by a Mr. Nkomo of Zimbabwe.
Be fair, he had to keep stopping for a pee. Which he then pushed with his nose.
Okay, we'll throw this one open now. Anybody can answer this now. 4 hedgehogs.
That's the brains behind the M25.
Any more on that? Well, let's go on to... Oh, I'll tell you the real answer. It's the record for juggling live hedgehogs with ungloved hands. One more coming up. 11 feet and 6.5 inches.
That's Eddie the Eagle's personal best.
Any more? I'll tell you what this is. It's the greatest length a piano has been thrown by a team of men.
At Colin Sell.
Can you take it? I wish you would. Okay, at this point in the proceedings, ladies and gentlemen, we were going to have a display of sumo wrestling by the Beckenham Ladies Rotary Club. Instead of that, we're going to play Mornington Crescent. And teams, we're going to play a slightly complex version of it this time, as we've been gradually working up to this over the series. So in this one, mainline stations are wild. Mainline stations are wild.
Are we talking...
Tim, you can start.
Well, Paddington, then.
Edgeway Road.
Brixton Hill.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Can we still play the wild stations below the diagonal?
I don't see why not. You've done it twice already. Nobody's stopped.
All right, the St. Pancras, yeah.
I suppose Euston.
You mean you suppose Euston?
Well, they're wild, though. So
quite good. Frankly, you never were very good at this game.
I think that's probably Barry, the unkindest thing
in all the years we've played.
Can you stop bickering over
there? Stupid
thing.
It was kicking me under the table.
I'd have game to take without you arguing amongst yourselves.
I blame Ted Dexter.
So Tim said Euston.
I
not very loud,
it.
But he did say
some
Euston.
Some time ago, I remember it, Humph, yes.
Well, what's your move, Barry?
Oh, Oxford Street.
Hammersmith Broadway. Don't get the hair too carried away.
Broadway, Baron's Court.
Mornington Crescent.
No.
Yes.
No.
Even I have to say no, Tim. I'm sorry.
It must be right.
You played out of turn, Tim. You played out of turn. It was Graham's turn. You've wrecked the entire game. We've sat here for the last, seems like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, wasting our time.
I can take that from you, Hump. But nobody else.
So there's no point in going on. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry. The whole game's been wrecked.
I'm sorry. It's my fault. I'm
gone to the next game.
I still think I'm right.
It was Graham Gardenstern. If he'd said Mornington Crescent, he would have won the game.
Yes, but mainline stations were wild.
If anybody can win the game if they chip in out of turn.
Well, any more salt for your wound?
Rules are rules.
I mean, you could just start the game saying Mornington Crescent and expect to win that. There have to be some rules.
All right, then. Mornington Crescent.
Shut up.
They know how to play it.
According to our clapometer, you're the winner, Tim.
Go to the clinic immediately.
Hate playing frivolous Mornington Crescent. There's nothing else.
I agree.
Wrecks the whole thing. Anyway, we're going to play a game now called Plots in 15 Seconds. It should be easy. There's no complicated rules here. We should be able to get through this one sometime before the end of the thing. Anyway, teams, will you summarize some well-known plot lines within 15 seconds or on pain of... Let's start with you, Graham.
Oh, it's his turn now, is it?
Right, 15 seconds. I will do the plot of The Archers. So far. Now's the time to ply your sheep dip, Dan. Doris has gone down to the bull. Quick, Phil, the stable's on fire. Moo, roar. Look out, Grace. Too late, Phil. Beauty. You can't call a baby Shula. Come up and see me at Grey Gables, Caroline. The wine bar isn't doing as well as I'd hoped. Oh, Lizzie, not another of your madcap schemes. Oh, Jill, look out. It's the Channel Tunnel rail links. Crunch. Flap. In on. Diddly dum, diddly dum, dumpty dumpty dum.
Barry, what plot are you going to summarise in 15 seconds? That one, in fact, took 23 seconds, but we'll overlook it.
Well, it's very topical in Radio 4 terms. Lady Chatterley's lover. I haven't brought the daisies with me, but I'll do my best. Lady Chatterley's lover in less than 15 seconds. Are you game?
Yes.
Well, as you undercooked your 15 seconds by about 11 seconds, that's the number of points I shall dock you, so you're...
So you're premature winning. Encapsulation, I'd have thought.
Tim.
Hello, Hump.
What plot are you going to summarise?
I'm going to summarise the plot of Dallas. I can't remember the tune, otherwise I go dum da dum da dum da dum. Dallas. Dum da dum da dum.
Yeah, Missy Gatoni. Da da da. I never did this thing. Da 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 da
da da da. Anyway, while the music's going, J.R. Ewing is running a family oil business. He's married to one woman who looks different in every series. He has several mistresses who all look the same at any given time. Every so often his brother has his bright blue eyes cleaned and takes a shower for 18 months. Or is he dreaming? Or is he Dennis Potter? Or is his mother the mother who used to be his mother? Or is she Cliff's uncle in drag? Who knows? Who cares? Mornington Crescent, the end.
Well, if you're not going to play seriously. Willie Rushton, how about you?
I thought I'd give you a small, shorter version of Hollywood Wives by Jackie Collins. This is about a lot of Hollywood wives. wives of people in Hollywood who all live happily ever after. A lot of sex and violence and shopping and banking and bonking and more shopping. And...
Solid good, yes. This is a musical round called Singing Relay. Each team will sing a song together, but to make it tricky, they must pass the lyrical baton one to the other. In other words, sing one word each. Once again, they'll be accompanied by the cascading strings of the Colin Sell Experience. Barry and Graham, you're going to sing the one-note samba.
Easy.
In Brazil,
they
have a
samba
with
a
simple
melody.
Just
one
single
note
is
sounded
and
repeated
constantly.
Well,
my
love
is
like
that
samba
with
that
simple
melody.
Just
one
single
steady
feeling
that's
repeated
constantly.
That's
the
way
like
is
like
the
sun
that
shines
above,
burning
a
constant
fire.
I will
leave
you
never,
for
I know
that
you'll
forever
be
returning
my
great
desire.
So
my
single
note,
a
symbol
of
the
love
I
have
for
you.
And
my
single
notes
repeated,
for
my
love
is
constant
too.
Yes. I never should you.
I would cry
a
while,
and then I'd return to you my true love and my
single
note
again.
Well, that went without a hitch. Jim.
Too smooth. Too smooth.
Jim and Willie, you're going to sing now.
What?
And your song is Show Me. Show Me.
Don't talk of stars burning above. If you're in love, show me. Tell me no dreams filled with desire. If you're on fire, show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night. Don't talk of spring, just hold me tight. Anyone who's in, tell you there's no time to chat. Haven't you your lips locked?
Haven't? No, not yet.
Where are we?
Haven't. You say haven't.
Haven't.
Your lips long for my touch.
Don't
say how much.
Show me.
Show me. Don't talk of love
lasting through time.
Make me know
undying vow.
Show me.
Colin Sell, you're not supposed to help them. Spoils it. Spoils it completely. We're going on to a game called Famous First Words. Teams, can you suggest the first utterances of some well-loved and talented people, or Kylie Minogue? Graham. Graham, will you start, please?
Paul Daniels. Amazing. I disappeared from the Cabinet of Swords and reappeared here.
Mrs. Thatcher, we are a granddaughter.
Jeremy Beadle, what she doesn't know is I've left a stink bomb in there.
Carol Thatcher, Mark, I don't care which of us is the eldest, but South is that way.
Dennis Thatcher. No, you must have got something better than milk.
Frank Carson. And the second Irishman says... Judge Pickles, if you think this will get you out of going to jail, I'm not coming out.
It's very hard to top that one.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's very nearly it for this series. Oh. So while Samantha and I step backstage to wet my whistle, would you, for the last time, teams, announce the late arrivals at the Fashion Ball? Late arrivals at the Fashion Ball.
Very popular it is, too. There's a queue. Lot of people.
There aren't over here. Practically nobody. I've never seen emptier ballroom.
Well, you're welcome, please. Mr. and Mrs. Dressed. And their daughter, Natalie, Dressed.
Mr. and Mrs. Stweed. And their son, Harry Stweed.
The bottom trousers. And their daughter, Sandra. Well, Belle couldn't come. She refused. Well, she would have come, but she'd heard what a dreadful ball it was going to be.
You're welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Ware and their son, Mr. M.E.T. Ware. That's the fashionable Matt Ernie T. Ware. And with him is Evening Dress. She likes a bit of rag trade.
Oh, dear, two nudists. Oh, dear, Adam and Eve Saint Laurent. He's got some amusing accessories. Oh, they're complaining about the draft. Shut that Dior. Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Vi-501s and their son, Lee Vi-501.
And Denim Elliot.
Well, ladies and gentlemen...
And here's a special fashion parade just for this ball, the BBC collection, featuring small checks.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's always a sad moment when the teams and I have to part company, and that moment has arrived.
No, it's not. I was looking forward to it.
We shall be back, I've no doubt. So, for the end of this series, would you all give a big round of applause for the teams? Colin Sell and Samantha. From all of them and myself, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Woolly Rushton and Tim Brooke-Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Joan Magnusson.